Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you once again for joining us. If you haven't done so already, go follow or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, whether it's Spotify, iHeart, or even Apple Podcasts. Your support helps us big time. On the last episode of the podcast, we got to hear from two-time Emmy Award winner Mario Armstrong on how he makes sure his son never settles, and man, did he kill it. I really wanted to know if he expected his son to follow in his footsteps and win his own Emmys. And Mario kept it real by saying that it would be dope, but he's supporting his son with whatever he wants to do or be. We can teach them how to never settle without forcing them to be just like us. So make it happen, fellas. If you haven't listened to the podcast, stop this one right now and go back one. It's getting hot outside, and it seems like we're getting a handle on this whole COVID thing, which means all the dope dads will be out there enjoying life with their kids. But finding dope things to do that keep us in mind isn't always easy. That's why for the past year, with your help, I have been building a database of Cool for Dad certified events and places so dads just don't go out there blind. But I still need your help. Head on over to coolfordads.com/help to fill out a quick form for us. That form is real simple. I need your help identifying dope things that other dads can do by answering less than 5 questions. All we are asking is for the name of the event or activity, the cost, and if dads can enjoy it. Real simple. So hook another father up. You can also get to the form by going to the link in our IG bio or in the show notes. I'm the type of dad that likes to enjoy things with his kids. The motto around here is that your presence doesn't have to be boring. But let's keep it real. There are times when we just have to do the boring things. Those boring things are all subjective to who you are. What might be boring to you might not be to me, and vice versa. Those boring things or activities, whatever they may be to you, are out of your control sometimes. Some events we simply go to for our kids and don't even think about how it affects us. For our kids, we will do anything, and sometimes it's sitting there watching them enjoy themselves while you are bored. Simply because you listen to this podcast, I know you like to have fun with your kids, no matter their ages. So on this episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, episode 85, we're going to focus on surviving and maybe even avoiding events that might not cut it for us. The boring ones, the ones we can choose not to participate in. Today, we will talk about avoiding boring events, how surviving them starts before you even get there, batching activities, and remembering why you're there to begin with. Let's start with avoiding boring events. You simply never know when an event will be off the hook or pure trash. There have been tons of times that my family and I have tried something new and left the event upset. We have even been to events where the kids are more upset than we are. Those suck, but they play their role in our lives as well. More on this later. There will be times when you just have to suck it up and do something that's dope or fun for your kids, but totally sucks for you. You can't really do anything about events that you randomly find while with your kids. But the ones you do plan for, if you plan correctly, there are ways to manage your kids' expectations and even yours. It starts with researching everything you can about what you are doing. It's real easy. Just open up your phone. I like using simple tools like Yelp, Instagram search, and the beast we call Google. If you have friends that have done something you want to try, ask them. That's your best research right there. You know what they like, and that can lead to some dope things for you to do as well. Ask them questions like, how long did it take? What did you do? And the most important, will you do it again? That will you do it again question is all you really need. If they hit you with the, oh, it was cool, but I'm good, we don't need to do it again, well, now you know what to expect. Knowing what to expect makes a huge difference in my outings and the planning that comes with it in the form of backups. Yep, you always have to plan for the worst. And that's where researching really helps. When I'm not 100% sold on an event or sure about an event or even an activity, I batch it with other things. For example, we went to Vegas recently and wanted to do simple things with the kids, but we really didn't have a guide to follow. My wife had found a place called the Seven Magic Mountains online while playing with Instagram. When I first heard about it, I thought it was going to be something special, But when she showed me what it was, that excitement quickly died down. Thank goodness for research. I knew what to sort of expect. It's a place that has 7 huge stone formations in the middle of nowhere. It was a dope installation with a story behind it, but it didn't look fulfilling. It was going to take us 45 minutes to get to somewhere that looked like all we needed was 30 minutes to soak it all in. Maybe even less. To be honest, I wasn't feeling it or the amount of dust I was going to get on my sneakers. Once again, expectations and researching goes a long way. So we did what we always do. We looked for things around the area that we could do if the place didn't meet our expectations, which I kind of expected. Technology is your secret weapon when you want to try something new. There wasn't much around the area, but we could drive somewhere else if needed, and that's exactly what we did. We had 2 other random deserted towns we wanted to explore. Things that also didn't warrant a full day. Might be boring, but together with a few things would help us get by the day. When we finally got there, we let the kids run around the stones, we took pictures, and most importantly, we asked the kids questions about what we just did or what we just saw. We asked one question that had us talking for a while. Why don't the stones tip over? Snackman said it was magic. My middle son just threw out all types of reasons. And my oldest, well, he was busy. He was checking out girls that were doing TikToks and other crap in front of the stones. He thought I wasn't watching him. Dad always knows. It wasn't Disney World. It wasn't as fun as that. But it was something different for the kids and even ourselves to experience. After about an hour or more, we hopped in the car and drove down a few miles to another unknown location called Cathedral Canyon. This spot was even more secluded than the stones, but it was full of history. My kids love exploring, and this was the perfect complement to the 7 magic stones. We spent hours there alone and loved it. We talked about all the bullet shells we found, and even YouTubed how the location looked years before the people destroyed it. A man single-handedly built a small community for worshipers in the desert, and years later, it has been completely destroyed by others. It was full of history, and the ride there had the kids going crazy. Note to all the dads out there, minivans are not off-road vehicles. Trust me. To be honest, if it wasn't for the second part of our trip, the day would have been a wash. Even though the 7 magic mountains were cool, it wasn't enough for us. That's just the reality. Sometimes the things you set out to do might not cut it. Research and have a backup. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having a backup and knowing what you're getting yourself into. Can't find enough information? Skip it or batch it with other things. Batching can save the day, but another secret is to use your prior experiences to survive a not-so-cool event. A few weeks ago, I was invited by one of my favorite brands, Lego, for an event they were hosting at Domino Park in Brooklyn, New York. They were unveiling their video project and were hosting a tour across America highlighting it. It's been over a year since we have been able to do any Lego stuff, so you know we were excited. I told all the kids about it, and now we just had to pick a day to go. We chose to batch it with the Brooklyn Aquarium because we knew we could spend a few hours at the aquarium, grab some food, and then let the kids do some Lego bricks. Or the park right next to the event. The park was a backup. Always have a backup. As I researched the event, I couldn't really find anything about it. That's typically not a good sign, but come on, it's Lego. You got to give them a chance. But then I found a video from a news channel down south. I don't really remember what the name of the channel was, but the anchor showed us a quick glimpse of the outside of the event and not what we were actually doing. If you have been following our stuff for a while now, you know that we love Lego, and we used to attend almost all their monthly events, but we never did their events alone. We always batched it with errands at the mall or something in the area. For this event, we used our prior experience and knew we had to batch it with other things or do it last on our way home. We chose both, and thank goodness we did. The event wasn't as good as it could have been. I know COVID is still an issue, so we'll chalk it up to that. But man, did it lack. It only took us about 5 minutes to do the whole event. Imagine driving over there without knowing what's going on and then realizing it just wasn't for you. How would you feel? I know I would be upset and might never try it again. Our prior experiences with Lego and these type of events came through. And due to that, we didn't have to go due to FOMO or fear of missing out. FOMO will have you trying things that you know you won't like. Don't fall for it. But if you do, remember why you went there in the first place. Your kids. As fathers, we want to make sure our kids are always exposed to what the world has to offer. We want them experiencing as much as possible. And sometimes we don't even think twice about what we are doing. We hop in our cars and we'll try anything for our kids. We'll do it blindly because ultimately most kids will find a way to have fun doing something regardless of how we feel about it. Kids are special that way. Sometimes the events are solely for them. Do we like to be part of the experience? Hell yeah. But sometimes we just have to sit back and watch. Watching them enjoying childhood season instead of watching them having to survive childhood season is one of our greatest blessings. Being able to see your kids do things you have done or more is one of those things that makes this fatherhood thing so, well, fatherhood is lit. If we can have our fun while being there, then shit, that's an added bonus we will gladly take. With our economy opening up, so will the activities and events. With tons of events happening at any given moment, not everything we do will be fun for us. There is just no way to avoid it. It just is what it is. But we can always make things easier for ourselves. With technology, we can research the things we do to set and manage everyone's expectations. We can batch activities together just in case one sucks, so we can hopefully make up for it with the other event. We can use our fear of missing out to guide us instead of forcing us to show up. Most importantly, when we get stuck doing something we really don't want to do, for whatever reason it is, we can remember who we are doing it for. Our kids. They make the world we live in a much better place. And as long as we continue to provide them with experiences to grow, so will we. Even when something sucks or is boring, we learn from it. And that right there is a blessing to be able to not only say, but to also believe. Got some tips on how you survive boring events or know of something cool we dads need to try? Hit me up. As always, we matter, fellas. Keep making your presence felt, even when an event or activity sucks. Our presence will always matter. Let's get it. Fatherhood is lit.